Oh, hello, good morning. We're in Henley Square. How are you, Roo?
Oh, did we think it was summer?
I know. You only come down here in summer normally.
It's not too bad down here at all, actually. If you're a polar bear, it's beautiful down here. But we're down here for salty sips. People are coming on down, going for a swim and a dip and then having a cup of coffee.
Bit of yoga.
Bit of yoga.
Yep.
Bit of stretching.
Downward dog.
Bit of networking.
Yes.
And then getting stuck into the day.
That's right. Now, Roo, we're not that far from the Ramsgate. Please don't have any flashbacks, all right? I'm not Josh Carr, I promise you.
I might throw you over a bonnet in a minute and just let you know the rules. But anyway, we won't do that, Dits, because we're mates. We've got a big show. Adam Rosenbach will come on this morning. We love having a chat to Rosie. He's the comedy writer from the Front Bar. NT News is looking for a new...
editor.
Editor.
Yeah.
Now, this is a big gig.
Yeah,
this
the greatest headlines in world news, NT News.
We might have a bit of fun with that a little bit later on. We might even have a chat to Matty Williams, former SA boys up there dominating. I love the Northern Territory.
Joe's Jokes. Joe Ricciuto comes on just after 8 o'clock. So all the parents out there, I think your kids would still be in bed. But when they wake up, give us a call because we could send you off to AFL Max if your kids can tell us a joke later on this morning.
Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
Hey, Roo, our first three swimmers have arrived down here at Henley Square. Paul from Marion.
Yeah.
He's a rookie, too. This is his first time down here, and it's his birthday. Good on you, Paul.
I'm tipping it'll be his last time, too. Just quite leave it anyway. We've got one in bare feet, one in sneakers, and one in Ugg boots.
Yes.
So. We need to get some Triple M uniforms here for salty sips, I think.
Hey, now, front page news today. It says, spend big, pay later, Roo. Now, I don't care whether it's the Libs in charge or Labor in charge. When I see big spending, I'm actually excited. I like this. Now, some people might think, oh, it's irresponsible and maybe the Libs are just making big announcements so they win the next election. But I'll say it again. I don't care who's in charge. I like seeing things happen in my city. What's your reaction to it?
I only like seeing things happen in my city if they should happen and if they're done properly and we need it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be spending billions of dollars on things that we don't need. And I'm not saying we don't need a new women's and children's hospital, but I want it done properly. We've had so many troubles with the RA.
Yep.
And we talk about there's not enough beds there and it hadn't been done properly. Well, if we're going to spend... what they're saying, $1.95 billion on a women's and children's, for God's sake, do it properly so we're not looking back and laughing at the most expensive build in the world.
What about the big stadium down on the riverbank?
Don't like it. Don't think we need it. Haven't heard anyone tell me that they like it.
Okay.
And you were included in that when we spoke about that a few months ago.
We had the Premier on, didn't we? Yeah, we had the Premier on. And,
so there's 800, we just said, $800 million down the drain.
Why do we need it? Yeah.
What are we doing it for?
Yeah.
Still happy with the spending?
Okay, you've got me. Yeah, fair enough.
Schools we need.
I'd do a backflip.
Schools we need. Look, we need roads improved and all that. Absolutely comfortable with all of that. But let's not just throw money out just to splash it
to
around.
To win an election.
Get a bigger debt.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even sure that's going to win them an election. Who's going to vote for an $800 million stadium that we don't want?
Yeah. Fair point. All right. I'll ask you about something else because, you're making too many good points. Hey, I want to take you to the Philippines right now. Let's hear from their president.
Magpabakuna kayo o ipakulong ko kayo sa silda.
Right. That was the president of the Philippines. What he's saying there, Ruiz, I'll just translate for you. Get the vaccine or go to jail. That's the ultimatum he's given his people over there. So when we've got people here saying, oh, I'm an anti-vaxxer, I don't think I want to get the vaccine, he's saying, well, if you don't get it, just go to jail.
Is
he doesn't mess around.
Push drug dealers out of helicopters
and shot them. Yep, that's him. He doesn't mess around. So
it's his way or the highway, isn't it? Really? Fair to say, what do they call that? A dictator?
That's it.
All right. Well, he's dictating terms over there in the Philippines. So actually, we've had record vaccinations in Adelaide. Apparently, going along reasonably well.
Yeah.
At the moment. Right. What about the Crims in the New South Wales jail at Wellington?
Yeah.
600 people, 400 Crims had to get out of the jail because.
Yeah.
Not because there's a rapist coming in.
No.
Not because there's an axe murderer coming in.
No.
Not because there's an armed robber coming in with a shotgun.
No.
Because.
Mice.
Mouse plague! Bloody hell. What is going on? I thought the crooks were tough in New South
apparently
Wales.
Apparently not. No, there's a mouse in my cell.
Oh, there's gypsy jokers and rebels and finks and hell's angels in there from Ironside. Get me out of here.
Yeah, 420 prisoners are being relocated.
There's a mouse in my house. Oh, shut it down. Toughen up, will you, princesses? Come on. This is fair. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the waste dump over at Kimber, the nuclear waste dump, has been improved over there at Kimber. So that's good news.
So it's going
to
happen.
A lot of people want it to go ahead. So hopefully they can do that and get a few jobs over there and not get contaminated. And beautiful town, the Kimber town over there on the west coast of South Australia.
104.7 Triple M. He writes jokes for the front bar. And his mates call him Rosie. Please welcome to Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast, Adam Rosenbach.
Oh, good morning, Rosie. Can I just start by saying it is my favourite TV show. I loved Mike Sheehan on the front bar last week. Very, very funny, I thought.
He was fantastic, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a nice chat.
I tune in every week. Yeah. It's my favourite show. Now, tell me what's going on at your favourite football club in the land, Carlton. What's the latest?
Oh, look, we're going to have a review of the review. Things aren't going too well at the moment. And the thing is, because I've been a lifelong Carlton supporter, and I kind of put it like this. Carlton is like the hot guy in high school that time hasn't been kind to. Okay,
he's gone off.
When you meet him at the school reunion.
Yeah, so we had swagger in the 90s, and now we're overweight and using hair in a can.
Yeah. Did a bit of jail time for salary cap, bit of insider trading and stuff.
Exactly. It hasn't gone well for us.
How is John Elliott?
I actually don't know what he's up to. I'm sure he's sniffing around to try and get back on the Leo Sayer board or whoever that guy is that's coming in for us. But we weren't very good on the weekend. Like, I've seen Oz Kickers put more pressure on than that. Like, it wasn't good. And David Teague said they're in a pit. And I'm hearing there are pits out there going, hey, don't compare us to Carlton.
Hey, what about primetime game though, Rosie? We're on at 10:50 Sunday night, the Crows and Carlton.
I can't wait for
on
it.
On 7 Mate.
What station is it? 7 Mate.
Might even be 7 Flicks.
And I believe due to COVID restrictions, they're only going to allow 8 sad people in.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good luck, mate.
Thanks, mate. Really appreciate it. Good luck to you. Yeah, you guys have already gone past us, so that's great.
Yeah.
Am I right in reading, just changing the subject, there was a father of 94, a fella in China?
Yes. So this gentleman had 39 wives and 94 kids. So he had the 39
wives?
Yeah. He was head of a sect. And it's always whenever there's a guy in a sect, the first port of call is always go, hey, just going to say, I'm going to be allowed to marry as many women as I can.
Yeah.
So he had 94 kids. He died of hypertension. And I don't know, how would he have got that?
Hypertension.
Can you imagine the will, though? That's going to be the shittest cut to get off, isn't it? You go, oh, great, I got $4.20. Thanks for that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Be like Jeffrey Edelston. Imagine trying to go on a boys trip and having to ask 39 wives if he can go away on the weekend. Bloody hell.
I think with 94 kids, I reckon his testicles died about 40 years ago.
Shriveled up sultanas.
It's not easy.
What's the strange item you got served up in a restaurant?
So there was a restaurant in the UK where a mum has arced up after she was given a deep fried tea towel.
What?
Oh.
So someone has put the tea towel in the breadcrumbs batter and then deep fried it and then served it up. And she's kicked off, had a bit of a whinge about it. And I get it because I'm more of a zinger tea towel man myself.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You don't want to deep fry the stuff.
No.
Gee,
no, exactly. You know, it's still healthier than a McNugget. But you know what? I'd like to see the tea towel as a secret ingredient on MasterChef. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, you've got three tea towels.
Yeah. But also, you know what? At 3 a.m., you cover that in garlic sauce. I'm eating it.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
You could have a crack
Fair
at that.
Point.
Okay.
What about the 9-year-old in trouble with the law, Rosie?
Yeah, so this is in the UK. So this young fella has been in trouble because he got caught dealing crack cocaine.
What?
At the age of nine.
Yeah, obviously someone older has gotten into him and he's gone out to the streets and sold it and he got busted by the cops. But you got to look at the positives. Like, I bet his maths is better than most kids, you know?
Exactly right. Okay.
And they're always saying, you know, stop being inside on your iPad all day.
Yeah.
At least he's out there getting amongst it.
Enterprising.
And to think at that age, you know, I was just reselling Whiz Fizz to my friends. So this kid has really gotten onto it. Apparently he's got more convictions than pubes at the moment. So he's not going well.
Now, an interesting way a couple tried to save their relationship, Rosie.
Yeah, so a Ukrainian couple were in a bit of a rocky relationship, so they decided to chain themselves together in a bid to save their relationship. So he was a used car salesman. She's an eyelash technician. And so they said, hey, let's put it to the test. Let's chain ourselves together. And I reckon she's going to regret that the morning after a big Saturday night out. Like, as soon as she's dragged into the bathroom, Like, I reckon she's been unconscious for 3 months. Like, it can't be good for her.
No, I wouldn't have thought. What about trusting a used car salesman with fake eyelashes on, too? If they weren't dodgy enough already.
You know what would really suck, though? Now that there's a witness, after he went to the toilet, he'd have to actually wash his hands for the first time in his life.
Good on you, Rosie. Well done. And we'll talk again next week.
Have a great week.
There
boys.
Is Adam Rosenbach here on Triple M.
What a goal!
Ruined Dits Overnight Sports.
Hey, Roo, just before we get to the sport, we're down here at Henley Square for Salty Sips. I just want to point out, I've counted three, in fact now four girls that have arrived for yoga with Birkenstocks and socks on.
Yeah, we'll lock them up.
All right. I just want to point out, no, it is a trend that is catching on.
It's not catching on.
It is.
It's not catching on.
Anyway, let's talk sport. There's some important stuff. Hey, yesterday, Crows forward coach James Raley commented on the future of Tex Walker.
Haven't been as sharp around the contest, which has made a few of our players panic with the ball and probably haven't used the ball and controlled the game. And that's what we're working on for four quarters, really. That ability to own the ball and own the game a little bit more stages, and that's definitely a growth area for us.
All right, here he is talking about Tex Walker. No? We haven't got that?
We've got the grab.
No. Okay. He commented on the fact that he thought Tex could play for another couple of years.
Yeah,
so,
he did. If he keeps going like he is now, he said that. So hopefully that's the case and the big Tex can continue to kick goals for the Crows.
What else have you got in sport there, Roo?
Sydney have flown to Melbourne in preparation for their game in Adelaide. That's what has happened. And here's John Longmire, the Sydney coach, talking about it.
Yeah, it can be done. I mean, it's obviously a different preparation. We had some experience of that last year, not quite to the extent that those teams had as far as the hours that you spend at the ground. In the end, you've just got to roll the sleeves up and get the job done. We know that's not going to be easy, but whatever is thrown up at us, you need to get over those hurdles and get on with the job at hand.
SA Health still haven't given Sydney the travel exemption to come to Adelaide yet, but surely they will. And there's talk that game will be around about 3 or 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. There's a bit of talk as well from Port Adelaide's perspective that young Dylan Williams, the 2019 draftee, could come in to replace Robbie Gray, which would be great for Port.
Now, last week, Andrew, they kicked 7 goals, the Port Magpies. He kicked 6 of them.
Exactly right, against Sturt. So well done to Dylan, and hopefully he can replace Robbie Gray.
Massive story coming out of the world of swimming, Roo, and the build-up to the Tokyo Olympics. Sun Yang, now you remember him, don't you? He's the bloke. Remember Mac Horton refused to stand on the podium?
He's been done a couple of times for drugs.
Because he said he's a drug cheat. He's actually been rubbed out. He will not be going
Done again?
Yeah, he won't be going to the Tokyo Olympics. So that's just a month out from the game. So it's a big, big story in the world of swimming.
Also another story there. Apparently the athletes are going to do their own COVID testing. Here's Matt Carroll talking about it.
Human beings being human beings, there will always be someone who wants to cheat the system. They would go home. And the fact that a Ugandan athlete was stopped at the border, to me, says the system's working.
Matt Carlson,
you
can't. Self-testing just won't work. He's from the Australian Olympic Committee. That's what's making news in the world of sport. We're down to our bathers down here in Henley Square. Actually, we've got two very special guests, Roo. Introduce them for us.
We've got Sam and Glenys. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Now, Glenys, you're a rookie.
Yes, I am.
This is your first time down here.
Good morning.
All right, so how did it come about? What made you decide to come down?
I read the article in the paper last Saturday, and it's something I've always wanted to do, just have a dip in the ocean, but to do it on my own was a bit...
Yeah. So you need Dits to go with you.
Yes, I needed some moral support.
He won't give you anything. He'd probably push you out into the deep water.
No. Now, where have you come from?
Aberfoyle Park.
Gee, that's a long drive.
What time did you get up this morning?
Quarter to five I was up because I couldn't sleep because I was worried about coming.
You're excited.
So I was up.
Oh, Glenys.
Good on you. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So are you going to do the yoga as well?
No.
You just want to have a swim.
Oh my God. You are going to, I don't know about going in the water, Glenys, but I'll say you'll love it.
Okay.
We'll wait and see. What about you, Sam? Are you a regular down here?
Yeah, I've been coming for a few months now, back when it started in the warmer weather.
Really?
Yeah.
And what made you get involved?
My best friend wanted to do it, and she's a little adventure, crazy head she is, so I didn't really have a choice.
Yeah.
She knew friends through running that did it.
Okay. And what do you like about it?
I like that it gets me out of bed in the morning. And you come down and you meet a whole bunch of random people each week. And you're doing this ridiculous thing, but you're doing it all together. So it just makes it really fun.
Yeah.
It's a good way to wake up.
Does it feel good afterwards? You get a bit of a kick out of it, or do you go, oh, why am I doing this?
It definitely takes your breath away. and the build-up every morning is so hard, you don't want to get in, then afterwards you just feel amazing.
So it's a little mental challenge for you to fire you up.
It is. But
how long do you stay in the water for?
It's longer in the warmer weather.
Yeah.
It's about 5 minutes in winter, but more like 10 minutes when it's a bit warmer.
And what do you do out there? Just jog on the spot or sit out there and just go, oh, it's cold?
Yeah, pretty much just slash each other till you make everyone go under.
Right, let's go and have a coffee.
Pretty much.
I'm really intrigued by this. Once you've... you're out there, it's freezing cold, you go under, your hair's sopping wet, which means you can't get it dry very, very quickly. Aren't you just cold for hours afterwards or not?
Maybe.
But it's good for the body.
I'm trying to find the positive in this.
For the body, it gets your blood flowing and
you
gets your energy levels up.
You definitely have to have your beanie, your hoodie and your Ugg boots for afterwards.
Yep.
But the coffee warms you up.
Oh,
so,
good. Now, you've got a Panthers beanie on. You play at South, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Been there for 4 years now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What position do you play?
A halfback.
Halfback?
Yeah.
Tough halfback flanker. No, right. Well done. And Glenys, enjoy your first experience
down
here.
We're going to interview you after you go in the water as well, just to see how you go. Apparently, the blue crabs are in, so watch your toes.
That'll make you move.
Yeah. Okay.
Enjoy it, Glenys. Glenys, well done for coming down here. It's a great effort. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
If good you can on do it,
thanks,
can
you've
do
made
it.
My... You've made my life.
Easily pleased. Good on you, Glenys. Good luck in the water. Watch out for the sharks.
Come down to Henley Square and say g'day. Look at how many people are doing yoga. I am so impressed with this. What a great start to the day for all these people. In a minute, they're going to have a dip in the ocean as well. Good on them.
That's what they do. They go for a dip in the ocean, they do a bit of yoga, and then go and have a coffee and do a bit of networking. A great way to start the day. But I'm impressed with the crow's beanies getting around here. There's a few of them in the air.
Yeah, there's a few of them around.
And I'm unimpressed with the amount of people with socks and Birkenstocks on.
Isn't it a trend that's taking off? It's unbelievable. Everyone down here is supporting that. Hey, Roo, July 1, you mentioned this just a moment ago, supporting men's mental health. We do a thing at Triple called No Talk Day, and what the idea is that we don't talk so that other people will speak up and actually have their say on such an important day and such an important issue. And Roo, you know, we have a lot of fun, there's a lot of banter at Triple M, but it's also a great team. We're there for each other as well, and we're talking Bernie and Jars, Bluey, and there's yourself, myself as well. And what we've done, we've got together with Ben, one of our bosses at Triple M, and we've put together a podcast. If you go to the listener app and search Roo and Ditch, you'll find the podcast there. And basically, all of us have spoken up about our different experiences with mental health. Here's a little snippet from what Andrew Jarman's had to say.
I've got a player that, and I'll share this, I've got a player that came to me, he opened up. He was close to committing suicide. Mm. Now, I don't have the expertise or the certificates or whatever, but all I have is I'll listen, I'll try and advise, I'll try and make sure that I'm there for him. That's all I've got, and just learn and pick things up. But we've put some bits and pieces in place. I've given him a commitment that I'll be there for him, and so far, so good.
That's for this fella to come forth, that's a huge amount of strength on his behalf. How did it make you feel?
How did it make me feel? Very concerned. I was really concerned, really concerned, because I visualised that could have been my son coming to me. Mm. So I just put on my supportive hat on and let's get professional help. And he's seeing professional help, which is good. But at the time I was floored, to be quite honest with you. Really struggled with it for a while. And I didn't sleep that night and worrying about him. But he's in a good place at the moment.
Andrew Jarman there, and we love Jars, and hopefully he's going to drop down soon. But that's a tough conversation with Adam, a surprisingly tough conversation. But he's handled it well by the sounds of it, and hope that young fella's going well. And if anyone's listening and struggling at the moment, go to Lifeline on 13 11 14.
We've had a huge reaction to this as well, Roo. As I said, we have a lot of fun and we clown around a lot at Triple M, but I'd like to think that we're also there for each other when it counts, and I know we are. It's a great team, and that's what you need around you. If you are struggling, as Roo said, there is help out there. Speak to your mates, speak to your family, but just in the meantime, download this podcast, go to the listener app, and search Roo and Ditson, and I really, really hope that you get something out of it. From the team at Triple M. Roo, they've just started getting into the water, so we better hurry with this. We're going to do paper, rock, scissors. One of us, because one of us has to hold the fort, one of us will go in for a dip as well.
You know, I'm pretty good at
this.
Paper,
is so impressive. Mate, I'm the world champion at this. Are you ready? Are you ready?
All right.
One, two, three.
I've gone the rock and he's gone the paper.
Roo, get your kid off quick. Don't let him down. Get in there.
I need a wee anyway. So all right.
No weeing in the pool, please.
Am I taking my microphone or not?
Yeah, actually, I can see... Right. Roo's just dropped his trousers. Hey, can I just point out, Roo?
Yep.
Your boardies are black, white, and teal.
They're all blue, Dicks.
They are black, white,
they're
and teal.
Blue.
Anyway, he's got his Wakery hat on. He's got his Wakery beanie. Josh from Triple M's going down with him as well. Yep. Good on you, Josh. Well done.
Cold.
Alice is heading down to the water too.
There's no crabs down here, Dicks.
There are hundreds of people down here. It's amazing. I'm so impressed with all of these people. We've just watched them do a half an hour of yoga here in Henley Square. And now there are literally hundreds of people getting into the water,
into
the ocean.
What's it like in there, guys?
So this is live as Roo's getting into the water. It's amazing.
I'm on the sand, dude. I'm on the sand. Righto.
All right, you're cutting in and out there a little bit. Hey, can I just say, this brings back great memories for me. Two things. Roo, obviously, we're right next to the Ramsgate, so him and Josh Carr punching on down there a couple of years ago. But when I was a kid, this is where I did my PE lessons. Can you believe it? I was so lucky. I went to school at Henley Beach. And most days, our PE teacher would say, right, let's go down the beach. We'll do PE down there. It was an amazing setting. It actually made me turn up for school, believe it or not. Otherwise, I wouldn't have bothered. Yeah, I know. No, so, yeah, we did our PE lessons down on Henley Beach. There used to be, right where I'm sitting as well, there was the Henley Pool. Like a lot of what you see in Sydney, like around Bondi and those places, with those natural swimming pools.
The baths.
We had one down, the baths, that's right. We had one down here at Henley as well. It was magnificent. Saltwater pool. And we used to have our swimming carnivals down here. I couldn't swim. I used to win the walking races in the shallow end.
All right, it's so choppy down here. I've just had to take Roo's mic and headset off, but he is currently in the water.
So he's gone in.
He does not look happy about it. He's still got his beanie on, but by George, he looks cold now, and he's just glaring
how
at
deep
me.
Is he? How deep is he? Is he up to his waist? Or?
He's just got the old tackle in, so I don't think he's very happy about that.
Okay. Good on you, Roo.
And this was my good idea, effort. So he's looking good at effort. Me like I have really hurt his soul.
Now, would you believe, my old headmaster's just walked past from St. Michael's College. Here's Mr. Foley down here at Henley as well. So well done to Foles.
All right, let's go to an ad and then we'll come back.
All right, we'll come back and check in on Roo out there in the water, freezing his absolute knackers off.
He looks cold.
Oh, gee, you're so brave, Roo. Straight out of the water. Tell us about it. How was it?
It's absolutely beautiful. In fact, it is surprisingly warmer than what you think, the
you're
water
joking.
Temperature.
I'm not
it's
convinced.
It's absolutely beautiful. You should go and try it, Dits. There's probably, 150?
No, keep going. There's 200? More than that. Yeah, there's hundreds down. I am so amazed at this. It's incredible. Hey, Josh and Alicia as well. Quick come in from Triple M. Some of our team have gone into the water as well. Jared, who's the he's the producer to the stars. He does the afternoons, the rush hour. He's down in the water at the moment as well. Tell me, Josh, how was it?
I tell you, it was pretty cold, but then I was standing next to Roo and it got really warm.
Alicia, what was it like for you down there?
I can't feel my legs, but I'm awake and I'm ready to start my day.
Well, there you go.
Good stuff. Hey, what about the upside, though, for all the people down here at Salty Sips? Oops.
Yep.
Have I just lost my microphone?
No, you're going all right. Keep talking. Yeah. So, Roo, very, very brave. Just went into the water with everyone down here. And if you've just joined us, it's Salty Sips. And this is a phenomenon started by a couple of local girls, a few months ago. And it's just taken off. They're selling merchandise and all sorts of things, Roo, for charity, which is great. But hundreds of people down here. Peeling off and going for a dip, and they do this every Wednesday morning.
And as a reward for doing that, head down to Chibo. There's 100 free coffees down at Chibo now. Just say Roo and Dit sent you. Head down to Chibo and grab a free coffee. Who's in charge down there?
Morris.
Yeah, good Morris bloke. Will make you a coffee. So head down there.
Celebrities.
Kim Kardashian is back on the dating scene.
Influencers.
Instagram, Triple M Adelaide page, whatever that means.
He's got his ear to the ground.
Got a bit of celebrity news for you.
It's time for Chris Ditmars.
OMG.
Celebrity news.
I don't know where to start, Roo. I've got so much to tell you about today.
Just tell me what you're thinking.
I've got so much goss to share with you.
All right.
Hey, first up, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is always in the news. Yesterday, she was grilled about her love life.
Premier, you on think that... the weekend your office confirmed that you're in a new relationship. I've got a personal question for you. Are you hopeful that you'll be able to avoid the scrutiny that your last relationship...
No comment.
Premier, what attracted you to Arthur Murray?
No comment.
That is ridiculous. Yeah. How are they asking questions like that when they're in
That's
the
That's what us gossip columnists do, Roo.
Ask the hard questions.
We do. Now, she's seeing it.
That is ridiculous.
She's going out with a lawyer, apparently. High-profile lawyer.
What's that got to do with
I'll
them?
Tell you more next week. I can't wait.
Oh, no, you've lost it.
Anyway.
Your brain's
other celebrity gossip. Now, this one will interest you. Your favourite, your boyfriend, your other, not Simon Goodwin, your other boyfriend,
Which
Dusty.
One? Oh, yeah.
Dusty Martin, who you got the man crush on.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Jessica Gomez, Australia's top model, was on Channel 7
Sunrise?
On the morning show.
Sunrise?
The one after it, the morning show.
Oh, yeah.
With Larry Ender. He started grilling her about Dusty Martin.
Oh.
She walked off. She walked off set.
Well, why would Larry be so stupid?
Because, again,
make her feel uncomfortable.
No, people like me, we probe these things. We want to know.
You're sticky beaks. Just let people have their relationships.
All right. Anyway, apparently, I think she must be seeing, as soon as he mentioned Dusty Martin, she just walked off set. So I'm not talking about my private life.
All right.
All right, the other thing I've got for you, Craig McLaughlin, I told you a couple of weeks ago, back in the news, he's going to... He's doing a stage show, the Hank Williams show. It's been cancelled.
Who the hell is Hank Williams?
He's gone from the Rocky Horror Show to just the horror show now, because it's called off. So his tour has died before it even started. So he's no good. Hey, my old girlfriend, Lady Di.
Yes.
It's the fireman. The
you
first
those
man,
charges yet?
Not yet. The first man on the scene was a fireman. No, this don't laugh, please. This is serious. And he's revealed.
Are you talking about the crash site?
Yeah, the crash site. The first words that he heard her say, she said, "Oh my God, what's happened?" And apparently, Dodie Al-Fayed was already dead, laying next to her. And the driver of the car was dead, Henri Paul. And there she was laying there in this crash scene and said, you know, what's just happened?
But you know what caused that?
Yeah.
People like
you. I know.
People like you.
Hey, we've got a conscience.
Harassing celebrities.
And just on this, the final one I've got for you is that Harry and Meghan have upset the Queen again. This is a daily thing.
You're upsetting
what they've
me
done,
talking
what
about Harry
done,
and Meghan every
what,
bloody day.
Hey, it's a job of a good gossip columnist through to delve.
Yeah, but you're
all
not
right?
good.
thank you.
You're great.
They've registered the name Lilibet as a domain name.
For
well, to
what?
Use it in future. They've registered the name and the Queen's not happy about it.
I
so
still say it
they
sounds
now,
like a betting company.
They own the name.
Lilibet.
Yeah, Lilibet. All right.
All right. So they should make some more money out of that.
That's my
didn't they
celebrity.
Do a $40 million Netflix contract and all
no,
that?
No, they're going to keep making more money out of this.
Is that what it's all about?
Yep, that's my celebrity goss.
Good on you, Dits. Thank you very, very much.
We're down here at Henley Square. Salty Sips has been and run and won. And, Roo, you had a dip in the ocean. How are you feeling now?
Energised, ready to crack into the day. This is going to be one of the best days of the week for me after doing that, no doubt about it.
There were hundreds of people down here from 6:30 doing yoga. Then everyone went in for a dip. And, Roo, I presumed it was sort of local people, but Paul was the first person we saw this morning. He drove here from Marion. We had Glenys, who came from Aberfoyle Park, and we've got three young girls here now. They've come from Sellex. Can you believe that?
My niece comes from Greenwith every Wednesday as well. They come from everywhere for it, and why not, too? A lot of fun. A bit of motivation, get everyone up and about and cranking into the day.
Now, young Avalon here just said she's meant to be at school. Over and dobbed you in. No, she's not here. Sorry. She said no. She's not here. And her friend Aurora is meant to be at uni. And Shantae, she's meant to be at uni
she's
as well.
She's at uni.
But I didn't. They weren't here.
Got their study.
They weren't
hard.
Here.
They've even got their books out here at the moment, getting ready for an exam. Hey, Dits, what about the funny audio coming out of the United States?
Yep.
Some kids on a Zoom call. And have a listen to what happens.
Most of us are here, so if you want to pull out your Journeys book.
What was that?
What?
I think she farted. That was a big one.
What was that?
I don't know who that was.
It was huge.
Ourselves.
It is recorded.
I don't know who it was, but whoever it was, it might be a little embarrassed, so let's stop.
I still
play
new.
Oh, kids will be kids.
You got to let
you
one rip now
nothing
and then.
Wrong with dropping a fart on a Zoom call.
Oh, you do it every morning.
I do it on Triple M. Yeah, that's right. We have a lot of fun with the NT News over the years. We went to Darwin a few years ago and had a great week up there. We know Matt Williams, who's one of the bosses at the NT News, but they need a new editor at the moment. Now, this is a great job for a journalist with a sense of humour. They meet every day up there and they come around a table. They have to bring their creativity yep. to the table about how can we make people laugh? How can we turn the news
some of
into
our favourite headlines of all time?
Why I shoved a cracker up my clacker.
Yes, yes.
When a bloke shoved a firework up his bum.
My favourite, when they had to change all of the bus diversions up there, dud route.
Dud route, yes.
Some of the bus routes weren't that good.
Yeah, they weren't good. There's plenty others. My dog ate my G-string.
That's
made
right.
the front page
yes.
When the dog was a bit hungry and didn't want to have the power. He had the G-string.
Yep.
What a crockhead. about a person who went swimming instead of that. Yeah. What a crockhead.
Yeah.
he left a dump instead of a tip after a person jumped out of a taxi. Instead of paying for the taxi, he did a poo in the back seat.
Yeah.
Another one, the pugitive. After they chased a bikie, a fugitive, and then he tripped over the fence and landed in a face full of dog poo.
Oh, no.
The pugitive. Yep. I like that one.
Yep.
UFO cuts off my car after a bloke reckons he got cut off by a UFO.
That can happen.
The shaggin' wagon. After a couple of people that got locked up started having a cuddle in the back of the paddy wagon car.
Yep. Really?
Instead of Crocodile Dundee, Crocodile Undie, after a bloke used some undies to tie up a crocodile's jaws after they caught a crocodile. Oh, this stuff just never stops making me laugh.
Well, the new editor's going to have a lot to live up to.
For Dinkum, after a cat, they said a cat could talk. For Dinkum, Fair Dinkum. Horny Roo stalks NT women after a kangaroo was on the prowl around the suburbs. Why I have a coin in my groin after a bloke sculled a pint of beer, but had a coin in it at a buck show, and they end up doing an X-ray.
Oh, no.
Had a coin in his stomach.
Right.
What else have we got? That's enough, I think. Yeah. There you go, the NT News. If you're that creative and you want to be in the NT News,
the
head up there and check out
Good job.
The role for the new editor.
All right.
I'm just saying it's big news, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
You might win.
Excellent.
Or you might lose.
Bam.
Keep up with the times and play Roo's News.
Okay, a couple of contestants waiting to go. Roo, who have you got there?
We got Adam on the line. G'day, Adam.
G'day, Roo. G'day, Ditch. How are we going?
Good. Very, very well. What are you up to today?
Just on my way to work, mate.
Good boy. Check your buzzer.
Adam.
Nice.
And where are you from, Adam?
From Woodcroft, mate.
Righto, down south.
All right. And we got Victoria on the line. G'day, Victoria.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We've had your daughters down here at Henley Beach this morning, and I think they weren't meant to be here.
Yes, I heard.
All right, you deal with that later, Victoria, but right now, focus on the quiz. Check your buzzer, please, Victoria.
Victoria.
Good.
Nice. All right, here we go. Question number one.
Dits. You forgot me again.
I forgot you. You just don't really participate
much. Very forgettable,
aren't I? Righto, Mel, play some audio, please. Righto, a lot of screaming going on there. Why did a New South Wales jail shut down this week? We talked about this in the overnight news earlier on. Tough one.
Wow.
All right, there was a mouse plague. There is a mouse plague going on in New South Wales. They had to shut the jail down.
I thought someone dropped the soap. It was the mice, wasn't it?
They might have done that as well. Okay. Question number two. You've heard us talking about No Talk Day here on Triple M, which is happening on July the 1st. It's a special day that we've done for a few days here on Triple M where we don't talk, so you can.
Yes, Adam.
Adam.
It's for mental health, for people to speak out.
Yeah.
Well done, Adam.
Well done, Adam.
Yes,
good anticipation.
We're looking forward to it next week.
Righto. Adam 1.
On Triple M.
Victoria 0.
All right. Are you on 0?
I'm on 0.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Mel, play some audio, please.
Magpabakuna kayo o ipakulong ko kayo sa silda.
That's not Dits.
No.
That's 16.
That was the Philippines president.
And he was talking about either get the COVID jab.
the question that Roo's trying to get out is, he said to his, he said to the public in the Philippines, get the vaccine or what will happen? Silence out there.
Or what will happen? Get the jab or
go to jail.
Victoria?
Victoria, what's the answer?
You might die.
No. Close. Get the jab or you go to jail, is what he was saying.
All right. What's the score, Dits?
Adam 1, Victoria 0.
All right.
Dits 0.
The Swans, the Sydney Swans, are playing Port Adelaide in Adelaide on Saturday, we hope.
Yeah.
Last night, they had to fly out of Sydney in preparation to play for Adelaide. Where did they fly to?
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Melbourne.
Very well done. What's the score, please?
Adam 2, Victoria 0, Dits 0.
Okay. Question number 5.
Come on, Victoria.
Sun Yang, the disgraced Chinese swimmer who's been done for drugs a couple of times, is back in the news again for what reason?
Victoria?
Yes, Victoria.
He's qualified for the Olympics.
Wow.
No.
He's been banned.
Adam, you've got a free kick here. He's been done twice for drugs. He's back in the news again for what?
I'm going to have a stab and say drugs again.
Good stab. You are the winner of Rory's News. You get a $100 voucher to go to the district at the casino in Adelaide. It is a great bar. Alice has done some of her best work there. So's Dit. So have I after a long walk.
I was rooting for you, Victoria.
Pardon?
Oh,
I was barracking
you.
For Victoria.
Righto, Dits. Good work. Yep, there we go. thanks for joining us, guys. Well done, Adam. You can
thank
go and
you.
Have a good night at the casino. And thanks, Victoria.
Good on you, Victoria.
Thank
you're a good sport.
Now go and ring. Ring those daughters, Victoria, and make sure they get to school, please.
Joe Ricciuto.
On Roo and Dits for breakfast.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke.
Righto, you there, Joe?
Yeah.
Good morning, Joe.
What's happening, Joey boy?
Good morning.
How's the house going this morning? Any blues or you all been good?
Well, been good.
Oh, that's
are
good.
Are you sure?
What?
How's
are you
your
sure?
Apple, how's your Apple Watch going? You haven't lost it yet, your birthday present?
I haven't lost it at all.
Oh, good.
Good.
All
right. Well done. All right, now, how many jokes have you got for us today?
One.
All right. Oh, one.
All right, Joe, okay. Give it to us, mate.
Okay. What do you do if you burn a Hawaiian pizza?
What do you do?
Cook it at aloha temperature.
Oh, good one, Joey. All right, mate. Thanks for ringing in. You have a good day at
Nick's
school.
And let's one.
Oh,
Nick's,
on,
got,
Nick's
one.
Got one.
Righto,
get him on.
All right.
Hello, Nick.
Hi.
How
hey,
are you,
Nick.
Mate? Now, your birthday this week as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a teenager, 13. What'd you get for your birthday?
Some clothes.
Yep.
Money and a phone.
Right. All right. What are you going to buy with the money?
Not sure. I might just save it.
Good boy. Good answer.
Good man.
I know you won't do that, but good answer. All right, Nico, what joke you got for us?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road? Why?
Because it got stuck in a crack.
Oh. Nico. So he's telling teenager
yes,
jokes there.
Good on you, Nico. All right. You got Sapsars of footy today, mate. Wet weather. Make sure you bend your back. Yeah. Get your body behind the ball. Make ground. Don't try and handball too much.
Wrap
don't
it
kick
up,
short.
Wrap it
and
up.
And play
Dad.
Well.
Come on.
All right. No pressure.
Righto. Good luck,
you,
Nick.
Bye.
See you, mate.
Joe Ricciuto on Roo and Dits for breakfast.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke.
Oh, we've had Joe's joke. Now it's time for the kids of Adelaide to ring in, and they have, Dits. We've got Finn on the line from Scott Creek Primary. G'day, Finn.
Hello.
How old are you, Finn?
12.
Good on you, mate. Where's Scott Creek?
Up in the hills near Stirling.
Near Stirling. Yeah, nice.
Righto,
all right,
Finn.
Right, you got a joke for us?
Yeah. I was walking COVID clinic the other day, and I saw a bloke chase a tub of margarine out the front door. I think it's hard to stop the spread.
Yes, okay. Yes, that'll be hard to stop the spread there. Thanks, Finn. Let's head to Noah down at Port Noarlunga South. Hey, Noah.
Hello.
How old are you, mate?
I'm 11.
Oh, good tell on us you, mate. Your gag.
So...
A boy needed to go to the toilet, so he goes up to the teacher and asks. She says, "You can only go to the toilet if you spell the whole, or if you say the whole alphabet."
Righto.
So this is how he spells it: A B C D E F G H I J K L O M N O Q R S T U V W X Y Z.
Yep.
And the teacher asks, "Where's the P in that alphabet?"
Yeah.
He says, "Running halfway down my leg."
Well done. Down in Henley Square for the Salty Sips, it all happened earlier this morning. Roo went for a dip in the ocean. How was it?
Oh, it was fantastic. It's actually warmer in the water than out, but we had about maybe a couple of hundred or more here this morning doing yoga and going for a dip and then having a cup of coffee thanks to Chibo. So a great morning. They do it every Wednesday. Come on down and start your day with a bit of a dip in the ocean.
Now, I've seen everything, Roo. There's a bloke down here piggybacking his dog. So he's taking the dog for a walk. He's actually piggybacking it, and someone's taking their rabbit for a walk.
Yeah.
There's a rabbit here on a leash.
There's all sorts down here at Henley Beach, including Andrew Jarman. He lives just down the road. Adam Rosenbach is going to join us, a comedy writer from the Front Bar.
Yep.
He's coming up in this half an hour. But The Bump, our footy podcast that you can go and find on the Listener app. Just search Ruin Dips. You can download the Listener app and get it there easily. Couple of good grabs yesterday.
Yeah, so here's Jars. We were telling stories about things that happened at footy training.
Because he got flogged at Williston on the weekend after poor training during the week.
All right, let's have a listen to Jars.
Jars, how did Williston go on the weekend?
Oh, we got pantsed.
Oh, did you?
All the Central's footy club.
Tell us what you're going to say at the training tonight.
Put your mouth guards in, because I'll be putting mine in.
You're going to join in tonight.
There's a famous night at Richmond Oval, West Adelaide, where Curl said, "Right, run at me." Took them all on.
He did too.
After a loss.
Yeah, he did too.
And one of them broke his ribs, but he still took it all
he
on.
Took
do you remember
on.
That?
Yep.
You can do that, Jars?
Tonight.
You try and replicate
come
that tonight.
Me. Will.
Go
come
on.
At me, will
come
you?
Come at me.
First
start with the under 17s first.
No, well, some of our A graders will have the night off.
So Curls just stood there and made all
he
the
put his footy gear on, put
run
the shorts on and the Guernsey, right, and said, "I'm going to tackle every single..." He wanted them to harden up, and he tackled the whole team.
I reckon we'll get Curls on the bump next week to talk about that, so that was good. Then I wound you up a little bit later on in the podcast as well about Robbie Gray and what effects that could have with the Port Adelaide Premiership chances.
Robbie Gray's massive.
Good in big games, isn't he? Big moments.
Moments.
Big
centre square clearance.
Big moments.
Big goals.
Round the goals.
Might be all over.
Oh, you're an idiot. I knew you were building up to something ridiculous.
He's nudging me under the desk.
Good boy.
Oh, God.
Well done.
It's just about
a new one.
Did his bottom lip drop there?
Brilliant.
You pick on me all the time.
I do pick on you, but I do believe that they can't win it without Robbie.
Oh, come on. He'll be back anyway. He'll be back.
He might be back. He's out for 8 weeks after having an operation on his medial ligament of his left knee.
But anyway, that's The Bump. So check it out. Thousands are tuning in every week, Roo.
Yep. Go to the Listener app and search Ruined It.
Good morning to Haydos.
G'day, boys. How are we? Is it a bit cold down there? We turned into a little Frankfurt session. A
little bit. A little bit fresh.
Ditz has got a little Frankfurt down here. But, Haydo, how is the best decade competition going?
Mate, it's in its final hours. And at the moment, after the votes yesterday got tallied up, the 90s are in front by 2%.
Oh, what's happened to the 70s?
I don't know. You could have put the house on the 70s when we started this, but there still is time. Like, the 70s is not down and out, unlike the 2000s.
That's 50 years ago, the 70s. Come on.
Mate, look, but then again, the 2000s was only, what, 10 years ago, and their form's on par with St Kilda at the moment, so I've got no clue as to what's happening on this, but the 90s are definitely in front with just 24 hours to go. So vote up at triplem.com.au, and today we're going to fly the flag for pretty much every decade just to make sure you've made the right decision. And this comes off the back of an announcement this morning for the 90s. Metallica's Almighty Black Album is being reissued September 10, and there's going to be vinyl reissues. There's going to be a cover album with the likes of Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Is going to be on an officially sanctioned Metallica Black Album reissue.
Well, you'll be buying that, Haydos, to add to your big collection.
Is that right, my son?
Dip into your super Haydo to buy that one, mate.
I reckon, but we're going to get on this. I'm just going to go back into the other studio, get cracking for Rock's Greatest Decade. And don't forget, we're giving away tickets for you and three mates to join us at the Bridgeway Hotel in Paraka, the original home of live music this Friday. So get on it, lads, and make sure you warm up, boys.
Good on you, Big Iron Hayden. Stay with him or stay with us just after 9 o'clock this morning. Roo, that is it for us.
That is it for us. It's been a great day down here at Henley Beach for the Salty Sips, where people come down and go for a dip in the ocean, have a coffee, do a bit of networking, bit of yoga, and have a bit of fun. They do it every Wednesday. Come on down and have a bit of fun in the coming weeks, and we'll be back tomorrow from 6.
All right, see you then.